It's been more than a month since teachers in Denver walked out of the classroom for 3 days to demand higher salaries. It was one of several successful teacher strikes around the country in recent months. But there are still major problems to be solved within Denver schools. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine reports on the battle for school reform that's ahead now that teachers are back to work.
Even at the height of the strike, Denver teachers knew it was about more than pay. The top priorities of the union now?
Having more manageable class sizes.
Henry Roman is president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
The need to address the teacher turnover crisis. Having more wraparound services like social worker, nurses, psychologists.
Those are ideas Superintendent of Schools Susana Cordova agrees with, particularly helping schools with the highest need. And she hopes teachers will help her convince state lawmakers to return money it has borrowed from school budgets since 2008.
We need to be working arm in arm with our teachers to help fix the state funding system.
The state shortfall to Denver this year is $70 million. Teachers will also be watching where the district lands on other issues that surfaced during the strike. Valerie Henderson told her fellow educators at this rally, the fight
is also a fight against failing school reform efforts and a chance for teachers to build our collective power.
The union has long been rankled about reforms enacted over the past decade. The district's performance ranked as one of the worst in the state, so it made big changes, rapidly expanding charter schools. District officials point to higher test scores and college admissions as proof they're working. Critics, like the teachers' union, say dig deeper. They say the changes have siphoned off students and financial support from neighborhood schools. They say charter schools may be good for students who attend them, but most Denver students don't attend those schools and are left behind. Roman says in the long run,
the idea is that as you improve the level of support and those schools start doing better, that the choice will be right there. It's your neighborhood school.
Math teacher Corey Montre is in the thick of the reforms. He teaches in Northeast Denver, where the district began phasing out the struggling Montbello High School starting 8 years ago. There are now 12 high schools in the region.
You've chopped up a community and made all these tiny schools compete for resources and kids.
Montre is also the wrestling coach for the entire Northeast now.
I pull from 11 schools. 11 schools.
He has to recruit at lunch, during planning times, takes days off to recruit, on top of coaching and teaching duties.
And that's time that my students aren't getting with me.
While Montbello was dismantled, Montre cites another school, Abraham Lincoln High School, still standing, but hard hit by charter schools located inside the public high school itself.
Lincoln, what is Lincoln anymore? They have two charter schools just pushing them out.
Lincoln's enrollment has plummeted 63% since 2013. That means fewer electives for kids who remain and lost money for every student that leaves. While the district and school reformers still strongly defend the charter and innovation schools, there does seem to be room for discussion now with new superintendent Susana Cordova in charge. She took the job in January. Cordova says charters have pushed district-run schools to better define their improvement plans, work with families, and improve school identities. She says competition can help all schools, but says now,
it's become increasingly difficult in an environment where we see declining enrollment for that competition to take on the healthy aspects.
And A-Plus Colorado, a strong believer in charter schools and the reforms, is even ready to consider changes.
Might be time to reform the reform, right?
That's Landon Mascarenhas of A-Plus. He says his group just launched research on the district's initiatives to improve schools.
It's taking out the different strategies and different approaches that have taken place over the past 10 years and really weighing them out in terms of what has driven improvement, what hasn't driven improvement, and what do we need to stop, start, and continue differently.
Ariel Taylor-Smith, co-founder of Transform Education Now, says the reforms have fallen short. She notes the city has one of the highest achievement gaps between students of color and white students in the nation.
8 out of 10 white students in Denver public schools are meeting college-ready expectations on the SAT. And 3 out of 10 students of color aren't. 3 out of 10. That's an unacceptable gap.
Cordova says fixing that achievement gap is one of her highest priorities. The teachers' union says it will work with Cordova, but members rallied behind another idea during the strike.
When you head to the ballot box this November, let's flip this board.
That is, electing new school board members who champion investing in district-run neighborhood schools. That's months away, though. Time for the new superintendent and the teachers to see whether they can agree on the best approach to address the complex issues facing the district. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine in Denver.